with the liberties of his country. It is not infrequent to hear men
good news for the lonely hearts that break. You are as
glad. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, all-powerful, omnipotent, everywhere at the same time, omnipresent, all-knowledgeable, omniscient, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, Mighty Counselor. Please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is The Heritage of the Righteous and the Calamity of the Wicked, Part 2. My text is Psalms 37:1, which states, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity." Three excellent precepts which we are to be ruled by, and to enforce them, three precious promises which we may rely upon. We must make God our hope in the way of duty, and then we shall have a comfortable existence in this world. It is required that we trust in the Lord and do good. The life of religion lies much in a believing reliance on God, His favor, His providence, His promise, His grace, and a diligent care to serve Him and our generation according to His will. We must not think to trust in God and then live as we wish. It is promised that we shall be well provided for in this world. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Thou shalt have a settlement and a comfortable maintenance. The just shall live by faith, and it is a good living, good feeding upon the promises. God Himself is a shepherd, a feeder to all that trust in Him. We must make God our heart's delight, and then we shall have our heart's desire. We must not only depend upon God, but be free from anxiety in Him. We must be well pleased that there is a God, that He is such a one as He has revealed Himself to be, and that He is our God in covenant. We must be satisfied with His loving kindness and make that our exceeding joy. Following the command to do good is the command to delight in God. The pleasant duty of delighting in God has a promise attached to it, which is, He shall give thee the desires of thy heart. He has not promised to gratify all the appetites of the body and the humors of the fancy, but to grant all the desires of the heart, all the cravings of the renewed, sanctified soul. What is the desire of the heart of a good man? It is this: to know and love and live to God, to please Him and to be pleased in Him. We must make God our guide and submit in everything to His guidance and disposal. And then all our affairs, even those that seem most intricate and perplexed, shall be made to issue well and to our satisfaction. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, the burden of thy care. We must roll it off ourselves so that as not to afflict and perplex ourselves with thoughts about future events, not to hinder and trouble ourselves either with the plan of the means or with expectation of the end, but refer it to God. Leave it to him by his wise and good providence to order and dispose of all our concern as he pleases. Retreat thy way unto the Lord. That is, by prayer, spread thy case and all thy cares about it before the Lord. And then trust in him to bring it to a good issue with a full satisfaction that all is well that God does. He shall bring that to pass, whatever it is, which thou hast committed to him, if not to thy plan, yet to thy content. He will find means to remove you out of your narrow passage, to prevent thy fears, and bring about thy purposes to thy satisfaction. In particular, he will take care of thy reputation and bring thee out of thy difficulties, not only with comfort, but with credit and honor. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. That is, he shall make it to appear that thou art an honest man, and that is honor enough. In conclusion, this psalm addresses the problem caused when godless people prosper. It helps the faithful to see that it really is better to stay loyal to the Lord. A loyalty expressed in contentment, honest dealing, generosity, and just speech. The Lord will make the distinction between the two groups clear in his own time, but the faithful must wait patiently. By Austin Skargardsky. December 26, 2023, Fort Myers, Florida. When you pull over to the side of the road, you want to feel safe. If you have to stop on the shoulder of a highway, it can be pretty nerve-wracking when people don't move a lane over. A new law going into effect at the start of this new year aims to change that. When you see police on the side of the road, people stopped. They don't move over, said Captain Carl Driver, Jamison Connors. Others, like Kara Olson, pointed out a lack of awareness. There are a lot of people that don't even know that you're supposed to move over when there's an emergency in general. Ambulance, fire truck, police car, with their lights on, she explained. David Keith, also from Cape Coral, shared his frightening experience. I was trying to change a flat tire and didn't have enough room in the emergency lane, Keith said. People seem to slow down a little bit. Some people just don't care and will come by doing 90 miles per hour without a second thought. Florida currently requires drivers to move over a lane if there are stop law enforcement or emergency vehicles with displayed warning lights. Captain Coral Police Officer Mercedes Phillips shed light on the change Florida lawmakers are putting into effect. But now they realize it needed to be expanded to people who, you know, could just be changing a tire on the side of the road, Phillips said. Phillips says starting January 1st, drivers will have to move over for any vehicle stopped with their warning lights on, an emergency flare, or signage displayed, or any time there is a vehicle stopped with people visibly present. If it's not possible to change lanes, drivers must reduce their speed by 20 miles per hour below the posted speed limit. Enforcement of the law will involve police giving tickets to drivers who don't move over. Our salvation is all because Jesus was crucified on the cross for our sins. They put nails in his hands and feet and a crown of thorns on his head. He suffered, bled, and died. But after 3 days, he arose from the dead with all powers in his hands. And whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager. Today's topic is the answer to fear, false evidence appearing real. Months after the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on Washington and New York, psychiatrists reported that people who live far away from these tragic events were still coming to them paralyzed by fear. We live in a world shaken by fear, anxiety, and worry. What is the answer to this stifling fear? After Jesus had been put to death, his disciples huddled in fear behind closed doors, filled with uncertainty and despair. But suddenly, they found themselves in the presence of their living Lord. And at his first words, their fears disappeared. Jesus said, "Peace to you," in Luke 24:36. The answer to our fears is found in a personal faith in the living, glorified Lord. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And the answer to collective fear is a corporate faith in the living, glorified Lord. The answer to tensions and fears is for the world to know him who is alive forevermore. We do not worship a dead Christ. We worship a risen Christ who has broken the power of sin, death, and hell, and is alive forevermore. Why then should we fear? There is nothing to fear when our faith is in God. Remember, all of us have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. Yet, be encouraged because God gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who died between two criminals, was buried in a borrowed tomb. But early on the third day, he arose with all power in his hands, so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first, trust and obey his word, and when fear calls your name, allow your faith in God to answer the call.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Pastor Philip Upton of Just a Voice Radio Ministry, broadcasting here on WCNO 89.9, Saturdays, 5 a.m. and p.m. Come on and join us. Hope to see you there.
Do you know what happened?